KJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, it is time for sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, at the state track and field meet in Des Moines yesterday, the Atlantic Trojans defended their title in the Class 3A boys distance medley Friday afternoon. The Trojans brought back three members of last year's winning team in Zade Nicholson, Tyler Moen, and Chase Mullinex. Chase's younger brother Colin filled in the second leg this year, and the Trojans found the top of the podium again. The winning time for the team was 3 minutes 31.13 seconds. The win gives the Trojans a big 10 points in the team standings. In Class 2A and 3A action at the state track and field meets and girls 2A distance medley, the team from Panorama placed third with a team of Hope Argenbright, Cassidy Bremer, Bailey Beckman, and Gwen Steffen. Tri-Center was in sixth place with Tatum McKee, Brooklyn Hunt, Amanda Birch, and Peyton and Pogge, and Trainer was in eighth place. That team comprised of Maddie Shipley, Mia Shipley, Chloe Gregory, and Noel James. Those qualified. Also in a 3A distance medley, Atlantic placed seventh with a team of Taylor Hansen, Alyssa Derby, Haley Rasmussen, and Taylor McCready. In the girls' 100-meter hurdles preliminaries, Roxy Denton of Shenandoah placed sixth, qualifying for the finals with a time of 15.68. In the 3A 100-meter hurdles preliminaries, Ellie Scarborough of Glenwood placed eighth, qualifying for the finals with her time of 15.85. In the boys' 2A 4x200-meter relay finals, it was Mount Air in fourth place. It's qualified them with their time of 1:31.14. In the 4x200 relay finals for the boys, Harlan took eighth place and Glenwood was in sixth. In the girls' 4x200 relay finals, Trainer was the state champions with a time of 1:46.98. That team comprised of Rachel Kinsella, Noel James, Mia Shipley, and Megan Carley. Also, in the boys' 2A 400-meter hurdles, Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley placed sixth in that event to qualify. In the 3A 400-meter girls' hurdles finals, the Glenwood team, or actually Jeanette Schraft from Glenwood, took first place as a state champion with a time of 1:03.50. In the boys' 3A distance medley finals, as I mentioned earlier, Atlantic is the state champions. In the boys' 2A 4x100-meter relay preliminaries, Mount Air qualifies for the finals in seventh place. In the girls' 2A 4x400 relay preliminaries, Panorama took third to qualify for the finals. Tri-Center was fifth, also qualifying, and Trainer was in fourth place to qualify. The girls' 3A 4x400-meter relay preliminaries, Atlantic came in fifth place to qualify for the finals. Glenwood was in second. In the 2A 4x400-meter relay preliminaries, Underwood qualified for finals in fifth place. Mount Air qualified with their second-place finish. In the boys' 3A 4x400-meter relay preliminaries, Atlantic took first place to qualify for the finals. Harlan was in fourth. In the 2A discus, Madison McDermott of ACGC placed sixth with her throw of 118 feet 11 inches, and Lydia Knapp of Panorama placed fourth with a throw of 124 feet. The girls' 3A shot put, it was Kelsey Fields of Creston placing third and Sydney Bierman of Glenwood placing sixth. Also in the boys' 2A high jump, Jackie Tarks of Trainer tied for fourth place. In the girls' 3A long jump, it was Haley Rasmussen of Atlantic placing 10th in that event. Also, the boys' 3A shot put, it was Caleb Beaker of Harlan placing fifth, and the 2A girls' high jump, Morgan Jonk of Panorama, placed eighth in that event. And in Class 1A and 4A action at the state track and field tournament, the girls' 1A distance medley, Logan Magnolia placed seventh. The boys' 1A 110-meter hurdles in the preliminaries, Ethan Bernard of St. Albert qualified for finals with his second-place finish. The girls' 1A 400-meter hurdle preliminaries, Nottoway Valley's Lexi Shike qualifies for the finals with her first-place finish. Holly Heppner of AHSTW qualified for the finals with an eighth-place finish, and Olivia Diggins of Logan Magnolia also qualified for the finals in third place. The girls' 4A 100-meter hurdle preliminaries, it was Darby Thomas of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln qualifying for finals with her second-place finish. In the boys' 1A 4x200-meter relay finals, St. Albert are the state champions in 1A. As they took the title in that one. And the girls' 1A 4x200-meter relay finals, Nottoway Valley placed seventh. The boys' 1A 400-meter hurdle finals, Cam's Connor McKee placed sixth for that event. In the 1A 400-meter hurdle finals, it was Holly Hepner from AHSTW taking third place and Tara Peterson of Stanton in sixth. Also Lauren Williams of St. Albert in seventh place. The boys' 1A distance medley finals, St. Albert was in seventh place. In the 4x100-meter relay preliminaries, that Nottoway Valley qualified for third, or was a third place for a finisher, and they qualified for the finals with their girls' team. Also, it was in girls' 1A 4x400-meter relay preliminaries, AHSTW qualified for finals with their sixth-place team finish. In the boys' 1A 4x400 relays, it was St. Albert qualifying for the finals with a second-place finish. IKM Manning also qualified with a seventh-place finish, and Woodbine was in sixth place qualifying for finals. Girls 4A shot put, Lauren Payne of Council Bluffs Lewis Central placed second in that event. In the girls 1A discus, Sophie Phillips of Fremont Mills placed fourth to qualify, and Kinsey Scheffler of AHSTW was in seventh place also to qualify. The boys 1A high jump, Jacob Holste of CAM placed eighth, and Arweva's Keegan Simons placed in second. In the boys 4A shot put, Lewis Central's Logan Jones was the first state champion. Also in the discus, in boys action, it was Talon Myers of Southwest Valley placing seventh, Connor Alley of Fremont Mills placing fifth, Grant Strackey of IKM Manning placing fourth, Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia was second, and the first state champion went to Lane Pryor of Woodbine. And finally, the girls' 4A long jump, Darby Thomas of Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was the first state champion with her toss of, or her jump rather, 18 feet 11 inches, the third straight title for Thomas in the long jump. You can find more scores and standings on our sports page at kjan.com. In girls' soccer action yesterday, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 6-3, Knoxville beating Creston 1-0. In boys' soccer, Abe Lincoln defeated Harlan 2-1, and it was Kemper Catholic over AHSTW by a score of 4-2. The latest edition of the weekly girls' soccer rankings was released Friday by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. In Class 3A, West Des Moines Valley jumped up to the number one spot. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln is fifth this week. In 2A, ADM moved up to spot to number one, while Lewis Central falls from the top spot to number seven. And in Class 1A, soccer for girls, Davenport Assumption remains the top-ranked team. Trainer jumped up a spot to number five, while St. Albert advanced two spots to 10th place. As a look at sports for this hour on KJAN, again, there's much more on our sports page at kjan.com. Don't forget that Chris Parks will be updating you from the state track and field meet in Des Moines throughout the day with scheduled reports here on the station where your friends are. Sports was brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.